You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. There's been an increase in the last few years in high-deductible health plans, and employers have been picking plans that ask workers to cover more out of pocket as they try to keep their own costs in check. So as we pay bigger chunks of our healthcare costs, that raises the question, what's the role of doctors in this new economic reality? Well, a report this week suggests that the docs are rolling up their white sleeves and getting into the nitty-gritty more than they used to, although some say not as much as they should. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
If doctors increasingly talk to their patients about money, the question is whether those conversations are effective. To answer that, a research team at Duke analyzed 3,000 transcripts of patient-doctor visits. Co-author Wynne Hunter reads from one, where a physician compares the cost of several hormone therapy treatments.
Doctor, Eromycin currently is still a branded drug, so it's $240 a month. The other, the Femara, is still branded also. That's $240 a month. The Arimidex, though, that's generic. It's like $8 or $10 a month. Patient? Okay.
This new paper finds that somewhere between 25 to 40% of the time, money comes up in these appointments. To those who believe in more transparency, the thinking goes this will arm patients with the information they need to make an informed choice.
We have specialized knowledge, and we need to be able to help our patients navigate this.
That's Dr. Chris Moriades from the University of California, San Francisco. But there's one concern when money comes into the equation, explains Harvard economist David Cutler.
The physician should be only looking out for the health interests of the patient. And that's really what the sanctity of the exam room is about.
Some argue money issues can confuse patients, prompting them to make decisions based on their pocketbook, not their health. But Cutler says people already make these choices, and studies show they often make bad ones. Given that, Cutler believes the physician's role must be to understand that a patient's financial reality is part of their overall health. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.